were and to continue. So the last thing we were discussing was the issue of Bezdin Noter. I want to read the Gemara quickly, and I want to move through that part and then through the continuation. So the Gemara says here on Gimel Amud Beis that the Gemara, you know, starts off innocently enough, you know, to try to find out how do we know that we need three Dayanim? How do you know you need three Dayanim? This part we read already. I'm just getting us caught up. So the Gemara says that there's a debate between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. So the Gemara says here on Gimel Amud Beis, Shlosha min Olam Detan Rabbanan Benikra Balabais Elho Elohim Hare Kan Echad. Right, that's one. Each time it says Elohim, that's a reference to a Dayan. Adu Elohim Yavod Dvar Shnehem Hare Kan Shnayim Asher Yashin Elohim Hare Kan Shlosha Div Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia is of the opinion that there are three Dayanim Elohim Elohim Elohim. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Rishon Tchila Nemar, Bein Dorshin Tchilos. The first time Elohim is mentioned, it's needed for the, you know, for the din itself. So therefore, it's not, you know, superfluous, and therefore there's no limud to make from it. So that one doesn't count. Ella, however, Adu Elohim Yavod Dvar Shnehem Arekan Echad. That one counts. The second time is the first time. And Asher Yashin Elohim Arekan Shnayim. That's the second. The Ein Bezdin Shokol Mosifin Aleim Od Echad. So that's three. Arekan Shlosha. And therefore, you have three. So you have two perspectives. One is Rabbi Yoshia, who basically says you have three specific, explicit references to Dayanim. And then you have Rabbi Yonasan, who says you have two, but you only need two because there's a din, this is what we're going to be discussing, of Ein Bezin Shokol, and therefore Mosifin Alehem Odechad. You can't have an even-numbered Bezin, you have to have an odd-numbered Bezin. Not an odd Bezin, but an odd-numbered Bezin. Okay. So the Gemara says, Neima Bedorshin Tchilos Kamiflagi. Is this really a debate about, you know, a methodology in Drashos? Dorshin Tchilos, namely, where the first time that something appears, it's not usable in terms of Drashos, because you need it for the topic itself. Only when something is gratuitous, only then is it subject to a Drasha. Is that what's going on? The Marsavar Dorshin Tchilos. Marsavar Ein Dorshin Tchilos. So that's the debate. So the Gemara says, "Lo, not really. The kula alma ein dorshin tchilos. Everybody agrees with the rule, the basic idea of ein dorshin tchilos. The only question is whether or not something, you know, could have been written in a alternative manner. So therefore, even though the first time that it's written, you know, you would think would be for the, you know, the tovas ha'inyan for the matter itself, but the unusual form, let's say." That kind of puts a different spin on it, like, fine, the Torah needs to introduce this concept, but does it need to introduce it in this, you know, unusual fashion? So maybe there's a double lesson there, the topic itself and the method of its expression. So that's the Gemara wants to say is going on here, that everybody agrees, Ein Dorshin Tchilos, but Amalach Rabbi Yoshia, Imkein, Neima Kra, B'nikra Balabayis Ela Shofet. The Torah could have said, if it just wanted to introduce the fact that we need a shofet, the nikra balabayis ala shofet. My elho Elohim, why dafka the expression Elohim, which is unusual expression of Dayan, shmamina liminyana. Meaning, it's true, Dorshin, in Dorshin Tchilos, but this particular Tchilos is written in such a striking fashion that it is also going to serve the function of a drasha. Yeah. So that's a good question. That's a good question. Maybe Stam Shofet is. I mean, basically, this goes back to the question that we spoke about a month ago, which is, you know, there are two. This week's parsha, right? Eila Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem Velo Lifnei Hedyotos. Right? So what's the relationship between Lifnehem Velo Lifnei Hedyotos and Elohim? Right? So part of the story is that some people say, some of the Rishonim say, there aren't two different limudim, because Asher Tasim Lifnehem doesn't mean smuchim. It's only if you put the Lifnehem together with the Elohim. That's similar to what you're saying right now. Others who do think it are two different psukim, and therefore we have two different dinim, people like the Ramban and the Ran, etc. So they assume that not just the phrase Elohim, which implies Sroro, which is what Rashi emphasizes here in the Gemara, but the notion of a Dayan is automatically a Samuch, because I think that's just part of the core and definition. Similarly, Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha, I'll just give you another example. So if you remember, Vacha Breid Ravika said that proves that in Hodos, Vahavos, you only need a Dayan Echad, right? So the Rabbeinu Chananel was of the opinion that it's a, most of Sharm think it doesn't have to be a Samuch. But the Rabbeinu Chananel says Dayan Echad Mumcha, Samuch. And the Or Sameach and the Nesivas think that the Rambam thinks that it's Dayan Echad Samuch. Even though there, the phrase Elohim is not used. So I think it's a very important machlokas. In other words, is smuchim something extra, and therefore you always need an extra limud to be marbe, but stam adayan is somebody who's qualified, but not necessarily somebody who has that, you know, unbroken tradition. Or no, this notion of smicha and being in this mesora line, you know, ish mipi ish mipi ish, is a, such a core idea. And it's such a, you know, it adds so much value, let's say, you know, to the person's sense of responsibility and his, you know, his consciousness and so on, that it really, you know, is a requirement even without that extra word. So I think that's I think you're touching on something very important. Anyways, the next one's a little bit strange in the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'rab Yonasan, lishtad alma nakat, kida amrin shiman v'islay dina, likarev ligabe dina. Meaning, it's, you know, the word Elohim isn't so ay-ay-ay. It's like, you know, slang usage. People would say, oh, let's go to the Dayan. They say, let's go to the Elohim. Okay, I'm not quite sure why using the expression Dayna and referring to Elohim is such a good strategy in making this particular point here, when the whole point, you know, of the previous line in the Gemara was that this is a striking usage, and therefore we can accomplish two things with it. I don't know the answer to that question. It's a bit of a strange Gemara. But either way, okay. Then comes the main event, which is, the if it isn't Dorshin Tchilos that they're really arguing about, because Dorshin Tchilos is agreed upon, that it's more of like a local, narrower argument about accomplishing Dorshin Tchilos with a striking usage, right? So then let's focus on the other aspect of the Machlokas, namely, why is it that Rabbi Yoshia doesn't suffice with Rabbi Yonasan, right? Instead of the other way, why did Rabbi Yonasan not suffice with Rabbi Yoshia? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshia leisle bezden noteh. Does he not agree that there is a requirement of an odd-numbered bezden? After all, Rabbi Yoshia is of the opinion that you need three Elohims. Why do you? We've explained how, despite